very good evening, Zimbabwe. This is Studio 7 Live Talk coming to you live from the Voice of America in Washington this Thursday, November the 30th, 2017. Welcome to the Women's Segment, the Women's Roundtable, where we speak about issues affecting women. I'm Marvelous Mhlanga Nyahuye.
And I'm Sithandekile Mhlanga.
And today on the Women's Roundtable, we are looking at the current situation in the country where incumbent President Emmerson Mnangagwa is expected to name his cabinet soon, with many women expecting that he will be gender sensitive and empower more women when this is done. What are your views on the issue?
To join the discussion, phone us directly at 001-202-619-2077 and we'll call you back.
And a live talk goes out to Zimbabwe on the 909 medium wave frequency and on the 4930, 5940 and 1544 55 kilohertz shortwave Monday through Friday at 8 p.m. But ladies, as you know out there, Thursday is your day. Pano pachina chemadzimai musakanganwe.
On the internet, you can find us at www.voazimbabwe.com, www.voashona.com, and www.voandebele.com.
And don't forget that we are now live streaming on all our Facebook platforms. So go to VOA Shona, VOA Ndebele, and VOA Studio 7, and you can join in the conversation right now. Welcome again. If you're just joining us today on the Women's Roundtable, we are looking at the current situation in the country where incumbent President Emmerson Mnangagwa is expected to name his cabinet soon, with many women expecting that he will be gender sensitive and empower more women to have more decision-making position when this is done. What are your views on the issue?
Today, VOA Studio 7 hosted a town hall meeting centered on the current situation in Zimbabwe and the way forward. On the panel moderated by Shaka Sali of VOA Straw Talk Africa, we had representatives from Dr. Frank Guni from the ruling party ZANU-PF and Dan Moyo of the opposition MDCT. And the youth also represented by Rutendo Mzamiri, the director of Women Watch Network. We are lucky to have in our studios one of the panelists who were at the town hall, Ambassador Dr. Arikana Chihombori Quad.
Welcome to the program, Ambassador. You know, your name, we have to ask you to say it one more time. How do we pronounce your name?
It's Arikana Chihombori Quad.
Yes, you were one of our panelists today. Can you just take us through what was your takeaway?
Well, the takeaway was that people are really excited about Zimbabwe, mm-hmm. and they can't get enough of it. So we have the onus as the African Union and hopefully the Zimbabwean government to make sure that we continue to talk and answer all the questions that not only Zimbabweans but the world has about what's going on in Zimbabwe. The most exciting revelations and proceedings that took place that are clearly going to be charting a new way forward for Africa.
But we saw you coming under attack, especially from the opposition MDC members that were there, and some of the African community were saying, the African Union, I think you're siding too much with the ZANU-PF and the current government. What's your take? I saw you stood up there and you made your point, but, you know, just take us through that moment for you.
Well, actually, I kind of enjoyed that mm-hmm. because they're voicing the concerns of the masses. We support the government that is in power. Mm-hmm. It just so happens to be ZANU-PF. What I was saying to MDC is we like to have strong opposition, mm-hmm. and they have not given the Zimbabweans that. A strong opposition underscores true democracy. So when they don't get themselves organized, mm-hmm. they're shortchanging the Zimbabweans. Zimbabweans need to have choices, but for them to make intelligent decisions, they must have the information. ZANU-PF has given us its agenda. MDC must do the same so people can have the smorgasbord and get to be in a better position to choose what they want.
Yes, but by saying you support the government in power, are you saying you just accept the government in power regardless of what they are doing before you can see, for example, in the case of Zimbabwe, what exactly the government is doing and what policies, what new policies it has in place?
Well, AU is not here to put presidents in power. We don't vote in individual countries.
But you say you support.
The people, yes, once the people have spoken, the process is in place, and who they decide is going to be in power, we support that. All we are saying in this case is this is an interim government. We would like for the people to give it a chance, and let's see what they can deliver. But to just complain for the sake of complaining, this is what we have.
Yes, does that make you objective when, suppose, the government in power is erring?
Again, we're not here to judge one way or the other.
Oh, yes.
This is the government that is in power, and we are supporting that government.
Okay.
And in 8 months, when the Zimbabweans, should they decide they want a change and they speak, that's who we are going to support.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Maybe, Ambassador, if you can just tell us a little bit, maybe people, you know, are out there saying, what does the African Union do, especially for the diaspora? You have been saying you're coming up with programs for women and for the youth. Take us into those programs.
Well, the reality for us at the African Union is that due to brain drain, we are having issues with capacity in various sectors. And knowing what we know, for example, there are more Ghanaian doctors in New York City than in the whole country.
Mm-hmm.
It's not a sustainable situation. If all the African diaspora doctors were to go back to Africa today, we're only going to meet 10% of the need. Africa today needs 1.3 million doctors in order to meet the need. So no amount of money can be poured into any healthcare system unless the capacity is there. And that's where the diaspora come in. Everything and anything we need in terms of capacity and rebuilding of our continent is in the diaspora.
Mm-hmm.
So it is therefore imperative that as part of our regional continental integration and introducing sustainable development, the diaspora are squarely at the center of that conversation. Make no mistake about that. The African Union is aware of it, and now we are in the process of how do we begin to mobilize the African diaspora. It's not easy to just say African diaspora go back home to do what? But at the same time, the diaspora also say we can't go back home because the conditions at home are not right. Well, who do you think is going to go back home and make those conditions right for you so you can just waltz in when everything is done? I want the diaspora to take ownership of the problems that is ours as Africans. We have to look at it from the village point of view, like we have always done growing up in the village.
Mm-hmm.
When there are problems in the village, we come together and we talk about the problems and we find solutions from within. And that's all we are asking. So at the African Union mission here in Washington, D.C., we're in the process of organizing our diaspora so we can all stand up and be counted and begin to chart the way forward to take back our Africa. Because the way we are going right now, we are really fighting with a losing strategy.
Yes, you are also the chairperson of the African Union Diaspora African Forum, Americas. Do you find a lot of Zimbabweans in these forums? And do you think that's the talent which could go back home to develop the country?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Like I said, I've only been in office since December last year, and I'm in the process of creating that platform. From the AU point of view, we are looking at Africa, one voice, one Africa.
Okay.
And we are not so much concentrating on Zimbabweans or Kenyan. We're concentrating on the Africans. We must come together as one. We're trying to build a coalition. We try to take us back to that which our Pan-African leaders were trying to put together in 1963 when they first created the OAU, which is when Kwame Nkrumah reminded us that what Africa was for the Africans first and African Union now. We are still in the process of building that union. We want to speak of one Africa, one voice.
Mm-hmm. Maybe if I may come in there, everybody is waiting to hear what the cabinet will be for President Emmerson Mnangagwa. What's your view? You know, you're working here for African Union, you're a lady yourself. What can we look forward to in this new government when we look at, you know, women and their positions?
Well, I can tell you first and foremost, that government is going to be very inclusive. I happen to know President Mnangagwa myself on a personal level. I can tell you he's very sensitive to gender issues. I hope that what we are hearing, that Minister Mchunguri is going to be the vice president, that's a very good start. And I think we cannot find a better person to represent us as women. If we have Vice President Mchunguri, we're going to be okay as Zimbabwean women.
Well, for now, it's news that we're just hearing circulating. I think SABC had it on the bulletin that that's what the president is thinking, but it's not official yet. Star, over to you before maybe we move on to Ndebele so that we can also go to Shona.
Mm-hmm. Yes, you were saying?
I'm saying, would you like to ask
Yes, of course. I was saying the last question, since you say you know President Mnangagwa very well. Mm-hmm. Do you foresee any change in the economy, and do you see him performing different from his predecessor?
Absolutely. I think one of the issues that was hindering Zimbabwe's progress economically were the sanctions. Mm-hmm. I'm hoping that with the change in the administration, that this current government, U.S. government, can also see it fit to lift the sanctions. Once the sanctions are lifted, I know Zimbabwe is going to take off like a rocket.
Oh, mm. We have a listener, so hopefully, you know, she has a question for you, Ambassador. Hello? Hello?
Hello?
Musisi Clara Muripo Irab. Makadienu. Tukutaura nemi muri kupi.
Kwa mtoko right.
Taura yenyu tinzwe manga muri kuda kuti chiitipewo pfungwa dzenyu. Imi muri kuti kwa mutoko cha muri kushuwira kugadzirwa nyaya yemari.
Panau yang mari apa ndo zanyanya kutuwa mesela zokuti wanu waruku nogu waruku tiwoga na wile $100 ziri mukadi wanu wakuteta zokuto tenga mari yako kutuwa oku batika $20 pa $100 zoku wa $75 niwangu uwe msangu zokuti ukaenda ubenga wane kana mari nusikosi nja kunaka na mari torara masei.
Aiwa, paka naka Sisi Clara. Ameno kana mamu shido kufunza, amai varimuno mamai chombori kwan, varimuno vanumi Rave African Union, kana pane shomga do kufunza, vasati wa buda shavu.
Ndila kufunza, tuko, nambu zikero, rita shkapa, rita pera hiri.
Our caller, they say she's from Mutoko. She wants to know, you know, for her, the main issue is getting access to cash. She's asking, you know, do you think this will ever be resolved, this issue of access to cash?
This issue of access to cash actually goes back to the issue of sanctions. We are hoping that once the sanctions are lifted, the Zimbabwean economy is going to improve significantly. That will absorb the issue of availability of the cash. Yes, we are very hopeful, and I'm pretty sure President Mnangagwa is putting together a very strong team to make sure that we move forward and take our rightful place in the, not only on the African platform, but also the world platform as well.
Sisi Clara, hanzi kuno kuna maichi ombori, ivo vari kuweza kutaurana ne urumende iri muno mkuti shiezo shunozi kana sema sanctions kana uti shakatemerwa nyika ye Zimbabwe jirango jia, je upumi jivisque, kuitira uti pange pane mari munguva inotevera vari kuti ivo urumende yava Mnangagwa parizvino iri kushanda zvikurusa kuti nyaya idzodzi dzemari dzigadziriswe. Ameno kuti manyatso gutsikana here ipapo. Aiwa, tinokutendai muve nezuva rakanaka. To all our live streamers right now, please, if you'd like to, if you have a question for Ambassador Chiombori Kwan, please write your number right here and we'll call you and you can have an opportunity to ask her directly about what we're discussing here. Specifically, this platform is for women, so we'll give first preference to women. But men also, you can write in if you have, you know, issues that you'd like. And we have the ambassador here for a few minutes so she can answer you directly. Sir.
Yeah, kulabo abasanda ukusixhuma lapha kuhlelo lethu le Women's Round Table. Sixoxa ngokwenzakala elizweni selokhu uMongameli Mgabe wachiya umbuso kwathatha owaye umsekeli wakhe umnumzana Emmerson Mnangagwa. Sikhangela ukuthi kambe abesifazana kuyini abathemba ukuthi kuzaba khona elizweni, umnotho welizwe uzaba ngcono yini, ezombusazo zizaba ngcono yini, kuzaba lula ukuthola imali lokunye ade besehluleka ukukuthola, yilo udaba esilucubungulayo lapha. Njalo silesiphathamandla somanyano wamazwe awezwekazi le-Afrika we-African Union u-ambassador unkosikazi Chiombori lapha kwa nguye esikhuluma laye lapha esicubungisa ukuthi kanti kuhamba njani njalo umbono we-African Union uthini ngezeZimbabwe njalo uthi yena uhulumende babasekela bonke uhulumende abasemthethweni njengenhlanganiso ye-African Union ngezinye indlela kakhulumi umbono wakhe ukhuluma umbono womanyano lo ukuthi wona uvele uthini ngabohulumende abakhona. Ngakho nxa ulo mbuzo ongathanda ukubuza u-ambassador ungasitshayela ucingo umbuze uza kutshela njengoba limzwile nje sithi uyamazi umnumzana Emmerson Mnangagwa ukuthi ngumuntu olobukhokhelo obunjani engawuphendula umbuzo wakho. Njalo sizakhuluma labanye njalo abacubungula izombusazwe siza ukuthi bona bathini njalo kuyini abakukhangeleleyo kumbuso lo ozayo.
Let's also welcome some of the people that are live streaming with us. We have Lucia Stella Mabugu, who says absolutely eloquent and clear. So she's with you, Ambassador. She says she's very encouraged by what you're saying. Milward Mugu Zinge is saying, hello, Trukukonae. Lucia says, diaspora cannot sit on the sidelines and expect progress. Both were Maumbe Ngwangeni. Where is Morgan Changirai? Pride Chigumbans, AU is a toothless bulldog. So sorry about that, but that's coming from one of our live streamers right here. Pride, Courage Mutoba, watching from South Africa. And Vesa Rudopinda Pachirongwa Chedu, Ive Manyora Ipopano, Trukona Faith, Tichao Nancy Simavela, Smurise, Iwa Nindi Riwadi Shangu. Asitanga Trukuti Vesa Rudoptora na Maichi Wombori Kwan, Vachiripano Nyora in number Zeni Popa, but Vataku Fonerai, Uyeje Janya Ipakanzi Shea, Quitrauti Tita Uretaka Wanda. Kuneo Vachango Vokpinda Mchurongwa Chedu, Nasi Pachirongwa Chedu Chemadzmai, Trukutari Saisukutiva, Emmerson Mnangagwa, Mutunga Mirwe Nika, Vakatari Sirwa Ivo Kudoma, Cabinet Yavo, kana kuti makurukota avo munguva inotevera. Saka vazhinji vari kubvunza kuti tichaonawo madzimai achipiwa here zvigaro mukabhineti iyo yavamunangagwa. Tiri kunzwa tine amai Chiombori Kwan pana pavari kutaura kuti ivo shuwiro yavo ndeyekuti zvirango zvakatemerwa Zimbabwe aya anozikanwa sekuti masanctions zvibviswe. Regai timboenda kwavari tivabvunze kuti mai Chiombori, zvirango izvi hamufunga kuti pangave pari tingati pachiri nenguva shoma here kuti nyika dzakadai seAmerica dzitarise kuti zvirango izvi zvibviswe.
Conversation ngatidzotanga izvozvi. We must start the conversation. I think that in general it is generally understood that sanctions are hurting the average man and woman on the street. The sanctions were not hurting any of the people that they were intended to hurt. So I think we need to go back to the drawing table, continue to have the conversation with the United States government and continue to make a case as to why those sanctions must be lifted. Particularly now that we have a new government, we have to give it a chance and we must make sure that they have all the tools they need to succeed at what they do. Because for them to go into a battle without the correct tools, then we are fighting this battle. Well, I call it bringing boxing gloves to a gunfight. We need to make sure this government is well equipped to take Zimbabwe where it needs to be. And to underscore all of that, the sanctions must be removed.
Tiri kunzwapo kubva kuna amai chombori vari kuti ivo zvirango ngazvibviswe. Vari kuti ivo kuti hurumende iyo yava munangagwa iwanikwe ichiita basa rayo zvakasimba inofanira kupiwa rutsigiro rwakasimbirira chaizvo chaizvo. Saka ivo seAfrica Union vari kufunga ivo kuti zvirango zvakatemerwa Zimbabwe zviwanikwe zvichibviswa pari zvino kuti nyika ienderere mberi.
Ngempela marvelous unkosikazi chombori lapa uti izijeziso ezetheswa ilizwe leZimbabwe kufanele zikhitshwe ukwenzela ukuthi umnotho welizwe uthuthuke. Ngoba izijeziso lezi azijezisi bona labo okumele zibajezise iziphathamandla zikahulumente, zona ziyabe lokho zizihlalele kuhle. Kodwa abantu makhaza nje kuyibo abahluphekayo. Kusenjalo ngizwa kuthiwa silomunye umhlonitsha wethu esilaye lamuhla usichasisile Ndlovu, yena ungumqondisi wenhlanganiso ye-Youth Development Trust eseGwanda. Siyakwamukela kuhlelo sichasisile Ndlovu.
Siyabonga sithandeni.
Ye, ngiyathemba uyalandela konke okwenzakala lapha kuhlelo unxa ubulalele kukho konke osukuzwile ngokuthi abantu bacabanga ukuthi umongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa uzabe ngumuntu onjani, uyabe ngumkhokheli onjani. Wena owakho umbono uthini ngalokho? Kuyini elikukhangeleleyo njengabonta?
Thina esikukhangeleleyo kakhulu kumongameli kunengi isifiso esilazo, njalo sithi kusese-eli ukuthi sitsho ukuthi uyabe ngumongameli onjani, kodwa thina esikufisayo kakhulu ikuthi abe ngumongameli onaka izinswelo zikantanga. Ngingananzelela emuva umongameli obekhona lamanye ama-leaders abekhona ama-ministers bebenganaki kangako kuntanga, bebengani untanga bambeke eceleni bamkhumbula nje nxa sokuyizikhathi zepolitiki zokukhampeyina kwama-elections, bebasebenzisa nje izinto ezincane zokwenza umsindo, abanye bangikhona befele emajeni. But esikukhangeleleyo ukuthi lo umongameli le cabinet yakhe azayivumba bebe ngumongameli abaqakathekisa uluntu lomuntu omutsha, njalo futhi ananzelele ukuthi ukuthi uyanika amandla ezabelweni, ngoba sithi xa amandla enikwe ezabelweni kuzaba khona ukuthi ama-resources within ama-local communities abenefite abantu abatsha, njalo futhi abantu abatsha bangaba lakho kusebenzisa ama-natural resources awithin ukuzidivelopha lokudivelopha ama-communities abo. Njalo sithi umnumzana Mnangagwa akanake kakhulu ikakhulu emathebeleleni South okulabantu abatsha abangela ma-birth certificate, abangela ama-national IDs ngenxa yokuthi okhokho babo ogogo babo bahle babhubha ngesikhathi segugurawundi bengakathathisi abantwababo ama-birth certificate. So indaba yama-birth certificate le endaweni eziningi emathebeleleni South ingani i-generational i-affecta. Ingathola umuzi oyi-1 uzathola ukuthi ugogo wayengela abantwana babengela kuze kufike ku-generation le yakhathesi.
Yeah, sichasisile
sithi kabunaki khona lokho.
Ye, ngike ngubambe umlomo mbijana khonapho. We also have the African Union ambassador to the USA, Dr. Chiwombori Kwa silaye lapha e-studio. I'm sure you have heard her sentiments and her optimism on the incoming president. Do you have anything you would like to say to her or comments about what she has just said? Are you there?
Hello.
Yes. Do you have...
Hello.
Hello, Yangizo.
Yes,
yeah, Ben City Mina, do you have any questions or any comments about what the African Union ambassador to the USA just said? We have her here in the studio.
Oh, I didn't actually get what she said because I wasn't online by that time.
Yes, but she's very optimistic. She's very optimistic that the incoming president, Emmerson Mnangagwa, is going to do a very good job to resuscitate the economy and so forth. What do you say about that? Do you have much hope as the youth? in Matabeleland South?
No, I think it's too early for us as youth to actually say that the new president is going to work hard to revive the economy of Zimbabwe. I think there are some signs that maybe... Hello?
Oh, yes, you can just go ahead.
There's a delay on her line. She can't hear you.
She could have just gone. All right.
Okay, I think signs are there that...
Yeah, you can just round off.
Yeah. ...be working very hard to resuscitate the economy. But as young people, we haven't seen much, and it would be premature for us to actually concur with that statement and say maybe he's going to... work towards reviving the economy of Zimbabwe. Maybe for a starter, we can actually help him maybe trying to create some opportunity. Hello?
Yeah. Okay, you can just hold on for a while now while we ask Dr. Chiombori, do you think it's too early to be optimistic about President Mnangagwa? Should we adopt a wait-and-see attitude?
I don't think we should adopt a wait-and-see attitude. He is here. This is our reality, and the time is now. We need to support him. We need to give him a chance to show us what he can do for Zimbabwe. Now, I do agree with the young lady. I think it's too early for us to begin to throw doubt. What we can do is, this is who we have as a leader. Let's support him for the next 7 to 8 months. Let's see if he can show us what he's capable of doing for the people of Zimbabwe.
Wow, powerful words, marvelous.
Yes, maicho mbori tombo, mire papo tichivunza, zvekuti pane nyanya vechidiki, vatanga tinavo papanel discussions, pane zvamatora here zvavataura, zvingazo shingiso vamwe vana vari kuZimbabwe vechidiki, panyaya iyo ye hurumende itsva iri kuuya.
Well, you know, as a mother, my take when it comes to the youth, not only in Zimbabwe, but the youth all over the world, certainly for Zimbabwe as the African Union, we realize that collectively we are leaving an Africa to our youth that's worse than what we found. And for that, to the youth, we say, we apologize. But what we are hoping is you take our wisdom as your elders and your energy as the youth. Let's come together. And when we take these two combinations, we can make magic in our Africa.
Do you actually have specific programs that you are starting as the African Union, especially for youth in the diaspora?
The biggest problem we have when it comes to the youth is that we are not organized. We are disorganized. And that's what I've been preaching to all the diaspora out here in the Americas, to say we must stand up and be counted. We must know who you are, where you are, and what you do. Once we organize and we know what you do, we can then begin to speak on your behalf and begin to put programs together that we can then encourage you to come in and participate. There are lots and lots of programs going on in Africa. But because we are disorganized, we are not able to access those advantages.
Maybe, so, really, if I may come in there, how do they organize themselves? Maybe just give them, you know, 5 points or 3 points of how they can begin to organize as women, as youth. How do people organize themselves so they can take advantage of all these programs that you're talking about as the AU?
I think actually when you look at the situation, especially here in the Americas, let's look at the Indian diaspora. They're organized professionally. In every aspect, the Indian diaspora are organized down to whatever segment of the Indian diaspora that you need to have. So when they start talking about development and taking advantage of opportunities in India, they're coming in as a block. So let's look at even Zimbabweans. As Zimbabweans here in America, completely disorganized. We don't trust each other. We would sooner give our monies to a total stranger than to my sister sitting to my right. That is our biggest problem. And I call it the legacy of colonialism. We must cleanse ourselves of that disease in our brain, to where we must first believe in ourselves, that alone, along with my sister, together on this highway of progress, we go further when we are together. So first and foremost, let's unite. Let's register as Zimbabweans. For me, through the African Union mission here in Washington, D.C., we are registering the diaspora. I have divided the country into 10 regions. We're appointing chairs for the different regions as Africans. And then we have sectors within those regions. And then we have chairman for the states and down to sub-chapters for the big cities. So we are organizing the Africans so we can begin to speak with one voice. Our Africa is being looted in broad daylight. And we are sitting here, all we do is complain and complain, complain. Let's do something. Let's unite. Let's come together. Let's stand up and be counted so we can take our Africa back. Yes. Unity is what we want.
That takes me back to the question I asked before, that the Zimbabweans in the diaspora are also standing up to their rights. So if you have those regional sections, are there any Zimbabwean representatives, since you say they only go as an African bloc, not as countries?
No, they're going in as countries. What we have is...
So what do we have for Zimbabwe?
Again, this is something we have started at AU this evening. We're actually having a meeting. Okay. It's all voluntary. We are asking women and men to volunteer. So we've had people volunteer now. We actually have somebody who has volunteered for this southern region. We also have somebody who has volunteered for Zimbabwe to be chair for Zimbabwe. So yes, it's voluntary. We are creating this platform because, like I have always said, it's not easy to just say diaspora, go back home. Youth, go back home. Youth, take advantage of the opportunities. Where are the opportunities? When we unite, we are creating that platform so the diaspora can walk the walk, which I am very confident that once the diaspora are organized, they are a formidable force for the development of Africa.
So for those that are actually following us and they want to know about your program, where do they get the African Union? Where are you available? And tell us, I think you said you have another program on Friday that you have lined up. What is that all about?
This Thursday, today, we're having a program for the women. It is our second women for the African Women Diaspora, Pan-African Diaspora Women Association. Mm-hmm. Pan-African Diaspora Women Association. We're having our second meeting. We're continuing to have volunteers for the different offices. We're trying to concentrate on the eastern region, get it solidified. We do have another organization that's beginning to work on the northern region. And we have some other individuals who are volunteering to take over the southern region. So it's all in the formative stages. But we are going to be as effective as the people who are going to get involved. So we are calling on all African diaspora to reach out to the African Union mission here in Washington, D.C. You can Google us and go to our website. There's a form that you can register. And so it's open, and we are saying we want to create the path for the diaspora to walk the walk in the development and building the Africa that we want.
On that exciting note, I think we have to round off, so we have another guest coming on. If you have something to
ask. But before you go, you keep talking of Pan-Africanism. Is it still alive, and how does it work when people are not in their countries? They are all coming to the diaspora.
If Pan-Africanism...
ironic.
If Pan-Africanism is dead, it's because we choose to kill it within ourselves. Like I said before in the earlier segment, if you want to know what is wrong with Africa, look in the mirror. Because until we cleanse ourselves of the bug that is colonialism, is our thinking colonized? Our actions, our behavior, are they colonized? Quite often we are colonized and we don't even realize we are colonized. By virtue of you not trusting your sister and fighting with your sister or your brother over crumbs under the table, when a five-course meal is taking place on the table, you are colonized. That's colonized behavior, and that is behavior that's going to keep Africa down below and will never attain the dream that our Pan-African fathers were hoping for of a united Africa, one Africa, one voice.
Maybe just to round off and finish off with you, your last word as the African Union for women out there. What are you looking forward to in this new dispensation we have in Zimbabwe right now?
African women, unite.
Wow, that's powerful.
Mm-hmm. And on that note, thank you very much.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you. No, you can sit right there. It's fine. You can sit right there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. Silabalaleli abasibhaleleyo lapha ku Facebook. Silo sihle Ndebele kethi uthi singajabulela ukuthi kusebenze iRand lapho utsho imali yeSouth Africa, iSouth African Rand, uthi kusebenze iRand lodwa ngoba asisebenzeli emadolobheni. Kuyasivulala lokho, kungabe lusizo olukhulu njalo amapholisa awayekele ukusihlukuluza nxa sesichaphile umngcwele befuna khonoko okuncane esizamela imoli. Kambe sihluphekile emazweni, sizohlupheka kwelakithi. Singakujabulela lokho ngoba kuyadabukisa ukufika sewungasela sent emolini yakho. Hayi iningi ke bese lisithi amapolisa sokungcono lapho emgwaqweni. UCaroline Moyo uthi abaseBotswana labo bengathi iphula ke cause akula marand zimdola iyo imali yethu bomkhaya singakhaleli imali yakwamanye amazwe ize neze le mali yalo. Why kumele sikhangelele yakwamanye amazwe bona kuyabe kungelantshintsho olwenziwa kuyabe kufana nje. Usidlendebele la uyamphendula njalo ukuthi yebo kunjalo momoyo. Sesizezwa ukuthi yikuphi okungcono lambe kuyisikhalo sami ngoba singakabi lalo elethu izimu yebo siyafisa kubuye yena eyangakithi lokho kuyabalula. UMaureen Moyo uthi umbono wami uthi kazame ukunala lesilimo se-tribalism esiselizweni. We understand we're all Africans, but there is this vibe ye-tribalism in our country. It must stop kwenzela isizwe sethu sibe lokuthula. ULazarus Nkomo uthi mina ngowami umbono abantwana bethu abangafundiswa isiNdebele ngabantu abakhuluma ulimi lwesiShona angazilutho ngesiNdebele uthola iShona libhale ibhuku lesiNdebele elilama-spellings esiShoneni. Ngumbono wakhe ke lowo. ULucky Nhlanhla Dube uthi uMnangagwa akaphiwe i-5 years ebusa sibone ngoba uthakazelelwa ngamanye amazwe bazoncedisa iZimbabwe. Sikhohlweni ngokuthi wayenzani kudala siyekeleni ukukhombana ebusweni. UThabani Sibanda uthi mina ngina ngithi limkhiphele amasela aseboda hulumende basithwalise nzima. So those are the views from our listeners. Marvelous, they've various propositions they are putting across to the incoming president.
Let's also take our Facebook live streamers right now. We have Rebecca Makai, who says Ichokwadima sanctions the head ordinary men on the street and not the intended leaders. So she's supporting what
the ambassador
was saying. There is Rusere Farai saying, watching from Botswana. Please, if you're on this live feed, can you press the share button so we can watch Takawanda? Rebecca Makai again says, our people are suffering and not the leaders. This is very unfair on the masses of Zimbabwe. I wonder if they are lifted, there will be a check and balances in place to make sure all aid to our people is properly accounted for. Angela Banda says, can we be clear? We should not endorse the government as new. Kukanganwa chezuros neope is absolute folly. You don't put new wine in an old barrel. This government is not new. Inyoka yakavunura. Ndosa katiri kudama free and fair elections. I still have hope for Zimbabwe. Clever chipinz arguti, ai watu kuterera triku kunzwa hii. Viri maibata tabdiwa chakava arguti, ai wa asi ndeshe vakazi chete nasi izore madzimai. Ndeshe madzimai asi munu kwa niso kunyura namba zengi pana paka na mshida kupinda. Asi tutakumbupa time ya nasi kumadzimai. Amai Rebecca Makai arguti, can these programs be open to all Zimbabweans and not one political party? This is the biggest problem. Saka tino chingamiza Martin Geraldine Fraser. Please let our ambassador be clear on how are we going to withdraw in Zim. If so, how are the sanctions going to be AU, because they are crippled. Crisis happened in Zim for the past years, but no word from AU. So nothing, comrade Geraldine Fraser is actually saying, the AU, you haven't been saying anything, why now? Vakawanda vamwari panapa, Samson Mudzara, and Shechpiri, varkuta oroji mwezi, varkuta orapana pasi, taita rombona kanaka, tatsikwa panapa ne province. We have actually one of the participants from the panel, Ms. Omega Tawoneji. She is the chair for African Affairs Advisory Group of Montgomery County here in Maryland. Talk chinga mizai.
Thank you.
Give us your takeaway. What did you think of today's panel? How did you feel as a Zimbabwean, you know, at this platform, at this particular time, when Zimbabwe has just, you know, gone into dawn of a new era, as some people are calling it?
Yeah, so today's panel was very, very informative, and I was excited to be here, excited to see the different Zimbabweans from different walks of life, different creeds, different parties, organizations. They were all available and excited to discuss what has just happened in Zimbabwe and the stuff that is coming down the pipeline for our country as we move and transition from the old into the new.
Start over to you.
I'm also interested in your title. What exactly does the African Affairs Advisory Group do in the Montgomery County? Like, for instance, you might be looking at the whole of Africa, but can you take something out of Zimbabwe and put it on the table, and how does it work?
So the African Affairs Advisory Group of Montgomery County is a group that advises the county executive on issues that affect Africans who live and work in Montgomery County.
Okay, the diaspora, not exactly African.
Yes,
okay.
So the African diaspora that lives in the county. So the county executive is almost like the mayor or the governor of the area. So we advise him on the issues that affect us. So I'm fortunate this time to be the chair. It's a revolving group where the leadership changes every year.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay. And are there particular problems that affect Zimbabwean women, for example, here in the diaspora?
Yes, mm-hmm. We do have issues that affect Zimbabwean women and women in general. Most of the major issue is the issue of childcare. Mm-hmm. Most women have to work, as we know in the diaspora, everybody goes to work.
Yes.
And we run into issues of the cost of childcare. It is very expensive, and we have to juggle as women the cost, the going to work, taking care of the family and taking care of the kids. So that is one issue that we are advocating for with the county, and it's in the works.
Okay, going back to Zimbabwe, you were one of the participants there in the town hall meeting. What exactly can you say was your take out from that meeting?
So what I was able to observe as an independent person, mm-hmm. I could tell that the representative for ZANU-PF was very well informed. They knew their information, and they were able to express and articulate the position of the party and what is coming down the pike. However, the opposition, I didn't get the sense that they were as articulate in terms of planning or in terms of proposals. There was no clear explanation of what people can expect from the opposition. So I think that's an area of opportunity for the opposition.
Tombodzokera
ipapo Omega pane zvataona zvichitaurwa taona vazhinji tiri kubva kutaura na ambassador Chiombori pana pavari kuti vanhu vemudiaspora nyanya madzimai neivo vechidiki hamuna kunyatso gadzikana sema group kana zvikwata zvikwata chimbotitsana ngoro kuti imi vamwe ndozo kuti iwe une imwe organization yaunoshanda nayo muchange muchishanda sei nemapato akadai sava na African Union nayo.
So African Union tiri kusevenza nayo muma organization medu mu Montgomery County African Affairs nemu batore Southern African Community in USA tiri kusenza pamwe chete zvatiri kuita ndezve kuti tino tsvaga marepresentatives enyika dzakasiyana-siyana dziri imomo musaku kana kuti muAfrican Affairs Advisory Group mm-hmm. toenda ku AU tone maprogramu atiri kuta ari kutangwa iwana anga achitaurwa naambassador totsvaga vanhu venyika imwe neimwe kuti varepresentwe vanhu ava ndo vanozotora information yavane vapuwa vachinodzosera kune vanhu vekunyika dzavo vari mucommunity kuti tiite pamwe chete.
Mhm. Mm-hmm. Wataura iwe zvimwe zvandibata panyaya ye panel discussion yawanga uri. Mm-hmm. Waona sei zvanga zviri kutaurwa taona panga pane vechidiki tanga taona pane ZANU-PF uye zvine MDC. Mm-hmm. Zvanyanya kubata ipapo chi semudzimai wechidiki ari muno muAmerica.
So ndabatikana kana nezvataurwa ni representative wevadiki anga achitaura kuti vadiki vari kuita despair havana mm-hmm. tariro yekuti zvinhu zvine zvichichinja saka vanobva vaneta kunoregister kuvhota nekuenda kunovhota kwachona zvinhu zvatinechida kuti vechidiki vedu vasanete nekuti ndo vatungamiriri vemangwana saka vanofanira kunge vari vachiparticipata mune zvese zviri kuitika vaine enthusiasm kuti mangwana vagozoita vatungamiriri vanoziva zviri kuitika.
Mm-hmm. Ko pamapato anopikisa ya wazvibata sei zvavanga vari kutaura wanyatsonzwisisa here kuti mapato maviri waya ZANU-PF ne MDCT zvii zvavakarongera vanhu mune ramangwana.
So ZANU-PF mumiriri weZANU-PF anga achinyatsotaura zvaka zvinonzwika you could tell kuti sangano riri kuenda kupi gwara rezvavari kutevedzera nderipi kasi weMDC haana kunyatso kwanisa kunditaurira zvandibata kuti ndinyatsobata kuti MDC iri kuenda kupi kana chii chavakarongera vanhu zvanga mm-hmm. zvisina kunyatsobuda pachena. So I think iyoyo ndo pamwe panogona kugadziriswa nevanhu nebato reMDC kuti vakwanise kucommunicator zvavanomirira nemaplan avo kune vanhu.
Yes, talking about this comparison of between ZANU-PF and MDC policies and their objectives, well, these are just representatives, but do you think that's the reflection of what's on the ground in Zimbabwe? And what impact is it likely to have in the oncoming elections?
Yes, I absolutely believe that what we saw today was a microcosm of what's happening in Zimbabwe in terms of the parties. So in my talking to people here in the diaspora, and I get the sense that the majority of diasporans were of the sense that MDC or the opposition in general failed to capitalize on the recent changes in Zimbabwe. There was a lack of information. Most people felt that MDC or the opposition should have actually come out and explained to the people what this change meant for Zimbabweans in general and not just for the party of ZANU-PF, because that's what it seems like happened. It was more about ZANU and the change and nothing about MDC.
Yeah, lapha ke balaleli silo Nkosazana Omega Tawonezwi yena ngumgcini sihlalo we African Affairs Advisory Group e Montgomery County khona pha kwele Melika. Yena ke ulombono wakhe uthi umhlangano lo omkhulu obukhona lapho bekucutshungulwa khona udaba lweZimbabwe. Kuye ubone ngani lo obemele ibandla leZANU-PF nguye okhulume kuhle injongo yaleli bandla wayichasisa yezwakala kwathi lo obemele ibandla leMDC thi yena ubengazwakali kuhle ukuthi uthi ibandla lakhe limeleni njalo uthi yena ubona ngani lokhu yikho vele okwenzakala eZimbabwe njalo kungaba lembangela kumpumela yokhetho ukuthi abantu bazavotela liphi ibandla ngoba nxa injongo zingacacanga hayi abantu abanyeke bakwazi ukuthi bangathini kodwa lokho yimbono yakhe. Yeah, marvelous. Sengaqhubeki sixoxa noNkosazana Tawonezwi. Ngike ngaxoxa njalo lo mfundisi Monica Mseziwa la ube khona kulo umhlangano. Ngixoxela ngesiNdebele. Besifuna ukuthi la ike sizwe ukuthi uthini nje ulamazwe amafichane awakhulumileyo. Ngakho asilaleleni ukuthi uthini umfundisi.
As a pastor, into yokuqala I would say abantu should have hope. Ngoba abantu bangaluzi faith le hope, then you are crushed. Ngoba even e Bibleini people had faith. Ngoba abantu babengela faith izinto eziningi zingabakhathaza. Into engiyibonayo mina ukuthi kunzima ukuthi umuntu ungaba kwazi ukuthi kuza hamba ngandlela bani. Ngoba lokho silabantu banye. Iyo nje kuphela into engani iyangiphambanisa, but nje umuntu womfundisi bese sithi let's keep faith and keep praying. Standazenini sibona uNkulunkulu lapha asifikisa khona. Bengihambile ekhaya mina ngiphenduke ngo 23rd of September. Bengisekhaya for 3 months. So okuningi okukhulumayo ngakubona ngamehlo wami. Into engingayitsho lapha kubomama ikuthini? Ikuthi kaba continue ngemsebenzi yabo yona le abavele beyenza ukuthi benelise ukuthi bagcine abantwana. Nxa kuphumelela lokho okwenzakalayo kuzaphumelela babelokhu behamba besiye lokhu zeni. Nxa bebiziwe emsebenzini kumbeni bayaphiwa izimali zokuthi benze amabhizinisi kumbeni ukuthi bagcine inkukhu zabo kumbeni ukuthi balime anything lokhu ababe bekuphiwa ukuthi bangakwenza bazama ukuthi bakwenze ukuthi baziphilise ngoba impilo yabo mama inzima. Impilo yabo mama inzima. Bese ngile 17 years ngingazanga ngike ngiye ekhaya konke kwafika kwaba kutsha. Konke kwaba kutsha. Yonke into nje sintsha lokho kuthiwa kumuntu kumele amagetsi kumele kuthiwa yipay whatever ukuthi ube la magetsi ibilokhu iphele imali yangakhona ingaphela kusekulokhwana ukuthi ibhili yabuya end of the month yobhadali amagetsi and amanzi angakhona. Kunzima ekhaya. Abantu abaningi baphiliswa ngabantu abakhona ngaphe diaspora. Iba balokhu bebethumela khona kwa ngama $10, $20. And plus bona lawa abasebenzayo bangakhona imali yangakhona iyabahlupha ngoba vele bekungela mali. Uvele kungela mali. Uyahamba ebhenki ayotshona khona la thathe 200. Uyabona abanye belala khonapho belindele imali. Ibihlupha. Thina umntanami wayenza ukuhamba waye eVictoria Falls wachapha ukuthi ayothatha imali eZambia. Aphenduke ngoba sasingesela mali yokudla kumbeni ukuthi sithini. So he had to cross off ukuthi ayithathe imali.
Right, marvelous. That was Reverend Monica Mseziwa. She was here for the town hall meeting where Miss Omega was at. So she's explaining that she went to Zimbabwe 2 months ago after 13 years, and she was shocked at the situation there. It wasn't Zimbabwe she knew when she left, because of these queues, long queues for cash. People didn't have any money. Actually, her son had to cross over to Zambia to access cash just for them to have something to eat. So we're just talking to her here.
I think that's the same sentiment shared by the young lady we spoke to from Toko. Mm-hmm. We asked her that, what are you looking forward to in this new government? She said, all I want is for me to be able to access my cash. If the government and the president can do that, she says she'll be happy. But I understand we have Dr. Chipo Dendere here with us on the line. Hello, Dr. Dendere. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, Dr. Dendere, how are you today?
I'm good, thank you.
I'm not sure if you were following our panel. I hope you were.
I was teaching, but I'm trying to catch up with it now.
Okay, so I'll just ask you, like, what's your take? You know, most of, you know, the issues that were being discussed there came from the youth. You know, we have one of the participants, not necessarily the panelists, but she was also here, and she was saying her takeaway was the person that was representing the ZANU-PF, you know, was more eloquent and could push his agenda more than the opposition party. But, you know, from your view, what do you think is the way forward, especially for women, as we wait for the president to name his cabinet?
I think that this is an opportunity for women in particular, Vanukazi, who devise pressure. ZANU-PF right now looks very articulate. Ndekuti vanhu vabva kuhwina handiti vari kubato rela kosti vanhu vabva kuhwina vakwanisa kuita kuti president anga ane makore 37 aite step down and kubva pavari chero vakangoita chinhu chidiki diki sekuti iko zvino zviri kunzi mapurisa haacharasa vanhu handiti zvinhu zvidiki diki zvakangodaro zvichaita kuti ZANU-PF iratidzike sekunge vari kugona basa stereka asi vanhu ngavasakanganwa kuti iyi ndiyoyo hurumende yanga iripo kubva 1980 saka zvese zvavari kuita iko zvino pava neopportunity yekuti MDC kana kuti opposition in general vataure kuti kubvira nakubvira ndo vanga vachitaura zvecorruption chimwe chinhu chandiri kufunga kuti dai MDC yakwanisa kutsanangudzira vanhu chandisina kuona kunge vadhen moyo vanyatsoita pamwe handina kuvanzwa ndechekuti tikatarisa nhau dzecorruption dziri kuunzwa mberi nezanupf idzodzo nhau dzecorruption masame dockets iwoyo ari kuiswa pana vana vachombo akataurwa neMDC kubva kuna 2012 mukatarisa mumapepanhau MDC vana vamaonzera vachitaura kuti vachombo vari kukanganisa kuMinistry of Local Affairs uku asi pazvakataurwa hurumende ikati iyi ndo inonzi fake news handiti zvikaiswa under the rug saka MDC inini ndiri kutoshamisiko kuti kuvaneta-neta neiko kungoti pamwe zvavaishandira nguva yakareba zvazoitwa nevanhu vanga vasingafungiri asi vane opportunity yekunyatsosimbisa isusu sevanhukadzi tinofanirwa kudhimanda kuti umwe umwe wemavice president anofanirwa kuva munhukadzi hazvifanirwa kuchinjwa izvozvo umwe wemavice presidents anofanirwa kuva munhukadzi cabineti inofanirwa kuva 50-50 in fact kana tikada kutarisa mademographics chaiwo cabineti inofanirwa kuva 52% nezuro ndaiteerera chirongwa charuvheneko pachitaurwa nemukuru mukuru I think vari kustandard chartered here vachiti muzimbabwe nhau dzevanhukadzi dzinoiswa pamwe chete nemavulnerable populations nevana isisi hatisi vulnerable population tiri 52% of the population saka vanhukadzi this is our time to stand up nekuti nezvakaitwa namai mugabe ka muchaona vanhukadzi kazhinji vakunzi iwe uda kutaurisa waakuda kuita samai mugabe
Dr. Dendere, I think let me hold you right there. Mombobata ipapo makadaro tine mumwe muteereri aripo panhare tina amai Rebecca Makai mombopinda pachirongwa nguva yeda yadyikana nasi toda kunzwawo kwamuri pfungwa dzenyu ndaona manga muri paFacebook page yedu yeVOA Shona taurai henyu pfungwa dzenyu
mazvipa henyu sesemavelas ini pfungwa dzangu dzinoti tiri kufara zvikuru nechirongwa ichochichi nyaya yangu hombe zvechokwadi ndeyekuti kutambudzika kuri kuita vanhu kana vanhu vese tikada kunyatsotarisa zvechokwadi ma sanctions haakuvadzira kuru vatungamiriri ari kukuvadza madzimai zvikuru sei, because munhu womudzimai ndiye ane simba rekufukidza mhuri yese. Saka kana munhu womudzimai akange asina chokubata mumba, mhuri inoparara, nekuti mukamupa chishomanana ichocho chamwamupa mudzimai unofukidzira mhuri yose. Saka masanctions ari kukuvadza madzimai. Zvakadaro handisi kuti vatungamiriri ngavaregwe vakadaro vachiita zvavanoda. Ngakune nechecks and balances munyika yedu yeZimbabwe. Ndinoona sekuti bato rimwe chete rinotonga haringagoni kuita zvose zvakanaka roga. Rinofanha kutenderawo rinopikisa. Sezvataona tinouya kuno kumadiaspora kuzodzidza, tiri kudzidzawo marepublicans mademocrats. Zvinounza checks and balances pakati pehurumende, uye zvinoita kuti vanhu venyika, mass yevanhu, vanhu vose vari pati, tinochengetwa zviri fair. Nekuti mademocrats anenge achitaura, marepublicans achitaura, vozosvika pacommon ground yekuti asi vanhu ngavasatambudzika. Saka kutambudzika kuri kuita vanhu, inini hangu ndiwo kuri kunyanya kundirwadza. Wangu kushanduka kwehurumende kwauya, asi kusununguka kwevanhu ndokwatatarisira.
Ayo mashoko makukutu. Tinokutendai amai Rebecca Makai, kunge manga muinesu muve nezuva rakanaka. Mrs. Rebecca Makai is actually here in the diaspora, so she's saying she still stands by her position that sanctions must go because they affect especially women. I don't know, maybe Omega, you can chime in there. What's your view from what Mrs. Makai was saying?
No, I'm absolutely in agreement with her, because we know the homestead, women are basically, they support the homestead and they have to feed the children, the family, and take care of the family. So if the sanctions remain in place as they are, we know that our mothers and grandmothers who have been head of households have faced a difficult time. And I think if we remove the sanctions, we will help women be in a better position to take care of their families.
Over to you, Star.
Yes. What rights do you have for the Zimbabwean women now who have high expectations from this incoming government?
So as women, I would like to urge all women in Zimbabwe to not take a step back, like what Dr. Chipo Dendere alluded to, that women, we shouldn't let what has happened in the past stop us from stepping up to be in positions of power or in positions of authority. We are natural leaders. We need to take that mantle on and continue advocating for good. We should not abuse our authority and platform. So women, we are the future. It says if you educate a woman, you educate a whole village. So we want women to be in the lead. And with our population being 52% of the population, we need everything that is done in the country to reflect that demographic. So ministries, permanent secretaries, ambassadors, parastatals, all civil society, we need to see women in qualified women, just not women for the sake of women, but there are a lot of qualified women. We are here. I am willing to step up and do my part. So the new government or the new or companies in general, they should cast their nets far and wide to find qualified able women.
Thank you. Aiwa, sisi Omega po manyatso tsanangura mongoti nechidimbu neshona kuti muri kuti chii kumadzimai.
Saka isi ini ndinokurudzira madzimai ese kuti musanete, ende isusu vanhu vechikadzi tinoziya kazhinji mafambiro ari kuita zvinhu mudzimba, mumakampani, pese pese. Saka tinofanha kutora chinzvimbo chedu tichiita basa nemazo semagarira atatichiita. Hatidi kutanga kuratidza uori kana kuhipi hwedu tichiita take advantage of situation. Ngatiitei basa nemazo, ende atifani kudzokera mashure sezva taronzi population yevakadzi 52% muZimbabwe. Tiroda kuonawo makampani nezvinzvimbo zvese zviri zvemugovernment nemamwe maorganizations zvichiratidza kuti vakadzi 52%. Hatidi kungona varume mumadelegation, tinongoona varume chete. Vakadzi variko
nguva dzedu. Sis Omega ndodza jirana na star just way in the last few
yes,
seconds.
Yes, that was very interesting. Ngakho ke isikhathi kasisavuma ukuthi siqhubeke sisonke. Nthemba lizwile wonke ade kukhulunywa lapha. Sibonge njalo abanye kade silabo osichazisile Ndlovu owe Youth Development Trust eGwanda, lanxa ucingo lungasavumanga ukuba siqhubeke sixoxa laye. Abanye ngobani mavela sathi
would like to thank Ambassador Arikana Chomborikwan, who was here with us, and also our in studio guest who's right here with us, Omega Taone G. If you can just say your last word.
I'm excited about what is the possibilities of what is coming on in Zimbabwe. And for women, there's a huge opportunity for us. Let's take advantage of that.
Yes, and I'm Marvelous Mhlanganya, who is saying see you again next week. Have a great evening.
Yeah, Oliver Lelisayong, sithandekile Mhlanga. Lami ngisithi asidibaneni njalo kuviki ezayo.